Welcome to Spill the Soju's pregame, where the spilling has yet to come, but the fun has already begun. With your host for today, Katie. Before we begin today's episode, if you are enjoying our content, please don't forget to subscribe to our podcast and follow our socials. We are at Spill the Soju Podcast on Instagram and at STS Pod PH on Twitter. Yeah, so for today's episode, guys, we are going somewhere. Well, field trip. We are actually going to enter the Queendom today!
Queens.
Today on our field trip to the Queendom, I won't be alone. I won't be alone, you guys. Aside from you, our listeners, I have two good friends with me who will also join us. Actually, sila yung ano eh, tour guide. Ako actually yung ano, saling kit-kit. Yeah. Yeah, so let's welcome our rebel of guests for today, Nikki and Jake. Hey, guys.
Yeah, happiness.
Happiness.
Hi naman kayo dyan.
Go, Jake. Sure. All right. So what is up? If you guys don't know, KD over here, and of course Nikki, they have been on my pod as well.
Yes.
She way back dati pa, like back in Feb, yeah. Nung nag-hiatus pa ang Red
Correct.
Velvet.
Correct.
But yeah, you guys can check out my pod. It is called The J-Ball Traits with Del Rowe. Multi-genre podcast. We talk about, you know, life in general, yes. Whether it's music, sports, a business, school, whatever. But lately, I've also been caught in the How You Wave rabbit hole. So for my socials naman, it's pretty much at jat.dlro or joke.pod.dlro. Then for the personal, it is at Jake_Delro.
Yes.
And by the way, quick shout out. I just want to give my Del bros and sisters a special shout out because yesterday, we just reached 500 plays.
Woo! Congrats! Yeah. I love that for you. Congrats.
Hi, guys. I'm Nikki El Mario. And I don't know what else to say other than I've been a rebel of since 2014. So, like, pretty long. Haven't been there from happiness, but be natural onwards. Let's say there's that. I've seen a lot of things. Multi-stan. So, you know, I don't have a stan twit. I used to. But haven't used it in a while because life. My Instagram is at it's Nikki with 1K. Other things is I might be covering songs soon, or I will be covering songs soon. So stay tuned there. It's going to be on my IG too.
As you know, they came back with Queendom. Right? My gosh. After what? A year?
Mm-hmm.
A year?
A year and a half.
A year and a half.
More than a year and a half.
Yeah, because we know. Yung kay Wendy. So what's your reaction to their latest comeback? Ako muna kasi ako yung hindi naman super rebel of. But like, I love them, but I'm not a big stan. Alam mo yun? Parang casual listener lang ng rebel.
Yes.
Me? I was so excited. No, because I also missed them kasi diba their last was Monster? Tama ba? Monster, right?
No.
Or like, Wendy...
As a group psycho.
Yeah, as a group psycho.
Uh-huh. And then, yeah.
As a psycho. As a group psycho, yeah. And then yung... I think they're Monster. What's their last? Monster, and then did Wendy?
Monster
Wendy
for come? Irene and Sogi. Well, Wendy's Like Water.
Like
and
Water.
Just, hello.
Yeah, ayon. So parang ako, oh my gosh, finally
like
85 ulit. So parang, oh my gosh, I'm sure if I was excited na hindi pa super rebel up, paano pa kayo na talagang, alam niyo yon, like it's one of your bias groups. So go, what was your reaction when they came back? With Queendom.
When it was announced, though, I was like, I was freaking out. So, like, I told them I have this rebel of best friend that we met first year college, first day of school, the next day when we found out that we were classmates, and like, he found out I liked Red Velvet, and I found out he liked Red Velvet. We were just like, so every comeback, we're always like, magkasama with it.
Oh, that's so nice.
So this one, we were just like, the whole time. And so as soon as I came back from work that day, I was like, okay, anticipate, 5 p.m. Watch. And I was like,
my gosh,
the whole time.
It's so catchy pa. Queendom.
I mean, like I could say there's a con. It's they played it safe, but the thing is, it's a catchy song. You can't go bad with the fact that with them playing safe is already pretty high standard compared to compared to other groups who would play it safe and put something very GP friendly. Yeah. But for them, it's catchy. Like they got like a whole week of wins and girl, this is like, I love it. Like the hype.
How many weeks was their promos lang for Queendom?
1 week.
1 week lang?
Yeah, like I think
yeah, 2 though.
Like, oh, 2.
I, 1 week or 2 weeks. I don't remember. Basta they had like 4 or 5 wins.
Okay, not bad. But, not bad.
Because I know, they started promoting, I think, mag-end na yung promos for The Boys is Thrilling.
Okay.
So, ayun. So like, ayun, like, nag... ano nagkatugma yung Thrill Ride Queendom performances. I always got to see it. But yeah, so nga, 1 week, 2 weeks.
How's their concept for today? For this comeback for you. Their concept.
How's the concept?
Yeah.
Huh, okay. So
do they?
I know a lot of people complained that they didn't kill the man this time.
Oh my god, I was gonna get to that as the next question. Pero sige. I was gonna get to that. I swear.
Velvet always kills.
I know, I love it when they do that. I was gonna go to that after you guys answer the first question. Yeah. Ikaw, Jake, what's your reaction? Like your initial reaction to the comeback? I know he was he was messaging me na parang, oh my god, Katie, ano ba yung fan meet, fan sign, fan meet, ano ba different sa fan sign?
Yeah. Yes, yeah. Guys. So, yeah. As you guys know, unlike these other two guests and unlike Katie's two other hosts, I am a newbie stan. So, I don't know any of this stuff until now, I guess. Yeah. But regardless of whether you're a hardcore Revel of like Nikki or a rookie one like me, I was just super happy to see our cake girls back after so long. Like, I didn't really care anymore what the concept was because
actually, alam ko
naman SM knows how to
just give it to me.
Yeah.
Give us anything.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't care anymore what concept they were going for.
Yeah.
Because I knew naman SM, they knew what they were doing. And, you know, when I heard the songs, grabe, like, not bad. Super, overachieved, like they really exceeded my expectation. I really don't understand kung bakit ang daming nagsasabing, oh, they played it safe or it's not as groundbreaking as Psycho. Well, maybe other Revelovs can understand, but you know, me as a casual, maybe as a
satisfied
casual to, yeah.
Red Velvet has two concepts, the red and the velvet, diba? Diba? Tama, diba?
Yeah.
The red and the velvet.
Yeah, so yung red is the like the cheerful, fun, upbeat, bright songs. And then the velvet is yung mga dark academia, ganun. So sa inyong dalawa, what do you guys prefer more? Like, this is all opinions, how this is all subjective. No objective dito. Everything's right. The answer is no correct answer.
Mm-hmm.
I know wrong answer, sorry. Go.
All right. So I guess for me, as I said earlier, like before K-pop came into my life, I was more of a K-R&B stan. And I see that a lot in the Velvet side. Like, I was gonna say pala, like sa Queendom album, the song that I've been constantly repeating has been Better Be, because the beat, guys, is just chef's kiss.
okay.
Yeah, I really love Better Be. Anything Velvet. So like,
okay,
Perfect Then, Look.
Yes.
Bad Boy, obviously.
Yes. I was waiting.
Icon herself.
Yeah. Miss Bad Boy. Queen Bad Boy. Ikaw, Nikki. What do you prefer more?
My friends always say I'm really predictable about this, but Red.
Oh my gosh, I love it. Magkaiba.
For any K-pop group I like, I'm always like, I like their brighter concept.
Okay, and
like,
okay.
Yeah, you're like a Miss Red girl. You're a fresh teen type of character.
Yes, like, yes. I'm like, true. I was going to say, if we were talking about 17, fresh teen, yeah. Yeah.
Because, like, I don't know why. It's like, I just love it because, like, it's upbeat, it's bright. Like, it's a serotonin boost so of true. My day.
Yeah, so and, that's like, as much as I love, diba? Power. Tama ba? Power and bobo. Hindi power. Power ano up. Yun? Power up. Power up. Power is EXO.
Power is EXO. You got that power.
Power up. Power up. Yung mga ganon. Yeah. Yeah,
like,
I love it.
Especially like when Red Flavor came out, that was
yes.
like, I'm, that was my robbed song of the year.
Robbed
talaga. That was my
robbed. Emoji. Yeah.
And then, like Ice King Cake, Dum Dum.
Yeah. Oh, Dum Dum, yeah.
Yes.
The holy trinity of my red songs.
Yes.
Red title track songs.
Yeah. For me, I love both, but I prefer their Velvet also. Kasi sobrang, I think I wasn't like a super big fan of Red Velvet, casual listener lang, until Bad Boy came out. When Bad Boy came out, I'm like, I think, yes. Yes. And then,
perhaps
and then,
I stan.
Yeah, perhaps I stan. Tapos ano, what do you call this? Their music videos kasi for the Velvet. Yun nga, yung when they kill men or they kill each other sa Russian Roulette. Is Russian, I have a question. Is Russian
Roulette,
is it Velvet or is it Red?
We used to say in like 2016, we were like, it's like the mix. I think they also said it. Like, it's a mixture of our Red and Velvet sides.
Yeah.
And it's like, come on, it's just Red at this point.
Because it's super
Velvet.
Upbeat, but the concept of the song, the music video, so dark. They're like killing each other. Mm-hmm. It's so fun. Like, I really love Red Velvet concepts, like their music videos. And everything, because I don't theorize. I'm not a good theorist, whatever. I just read sa Twitter, sa comments ng mga music videos nila. And they're like, oh my gosh, they're killing each other. Oh my gosh, you guys, Irene killed the pizza delivery guy. I'm like, oh my gosh, she did. And it's so fun. So parang ako, oh my God, I love their killing, ano. Killing.
Red Velvet is a cult. Red Velvet killed men.
Right? Yeah, so parang
Red
when
Velvet
you said...
are clones.
Yeah, so when Nikki said kanina na parang people are complaining that they didn't kill off people or men in Queendom, parang ako, ungan mo, they didn't kill anyone sa Queendom. But then again, we might get something soon, diba? We might get a Velvet soon. So maybe there.
Who knows?
Maybe they'll kill someone there.
I mean, entertainment sure has a lot of scandals this month.
Oh, that's true.
That. Yeah. I think we're going to transition to the next song. Char! Next song, next question. How do you feel that this is their OT5, their first OT5 comeback after Wendy's year-long hiatus? Like, year-long, year and a half long hiatus. Just like for Revelovs, I'm sure you guys were waiting. Diba?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, everyone was, you know, Twice kept coming back. BP and Red Velvet were like...
actually came back.
Yeah, they did. And then, parang, kailan si Wendy Baba? Like, parang alam mo yun, like, you're just waiting. Now that she's back. And so happy to be back. We can see her smiles during their live performance.
Yeah.
Sobrang saya niya. What do you guys think?
Oh man, it was a whole year of re-listening to Psycho. Pero Psycho did become my song of 2020.
Uy, sabi nga nila song of the year, diba? Psycho daw.
Yeah.
The year na hindi naging song of the year. But it's just like a whole year. The whole of 2020 was re-streaming. Psycho, the whole Revit Festival finale album, when Irene and Seulgi's Monster Mini came out, I was like, okay, listen to it. So basically, that was it. And when mm-hmm. they had their BoA Milky Way tribute, I was like, yeah. I'll eat this up. I'm gonna yeah. eat this up until the comeback
parang
comes.
Just to make something out of the hiatus, you know, just to pass the time.
Yeah, exactly. And so when Wendy and Joy came out with their solos, I'm like, we eat this up until the complete group comeback yes. comes. And at that time, I was also like, okay, let's distract myself with other groups. Because, like, I got back into 17.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, I'll distract myself with 17 mm-hmm. as Red Velvet is not coming back anytime soon.
mm-hmm.
They did. So I'm happy.
Yeah.
And, like, after, like, all that time of just listening to, like, the same.
Yeah. yeah maybe same like playlist.
100 songs.
yeah.
For, like, the past year and a half. We have new songs, so I'm so happy.
Yeah.
Hello, welcome yeah. back, Red Velvet.
Yes. How about you, Jake?
Yeah, hard same too. And
yeah,
ako naman, like I was pretty new, so I'm sure my hiatus wasn't as enduring as the others. But I think I really ate up the solos as well. And when Like Water like came out, I was really excited more for Wendy because like.
Yeah.
I still can't forgive SBS for that incident.
Yes, I think all of us naman. Grabe.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a big setback. Like,
yeah, and you know, like Psycho
the whole
was,
year.
Yeah, and Psycho was already like getting so big at that time, mm-hmm. diba? So parang, it was such a sad moment for all.
Yeah, they didn't even get to promote it on like the music shows and stuff.
I think they just performed once. Tama ba?
They performed once. It was during the SBS
year
end pa.
Just go tapos nangyari pa.
And then after that it's like
but yeah, so your thoughts. I gotta hear your thoughts on the Joy and Crush news. Okay, ako muna para may time kayo to mull it over. Sure. Okay, I just hope hindi sila makakuha ng super daming bad backlash. Just in my kasi parang alam niyo yun, every time na lang na may, kunyari, big three na lalabas, tapos yung girl group member. Like, the girl would always get so much hate. Just for absolutely no reason. For me, sige, kung masaya ka, go.
I'm happy, honestly. I was like, 7 years and someone in Red Velvet's finally dating someone.
Out in the open,
like dating a guy. I was like not expecting Crush, honestly.
Mm.
I was like thinking that nag-collab lang sila ganun. I'm like a thing that I'm okay with idols dating because I'm like it's their life.
Yeah.
It's not
ours. Exactly.
That's true.
Exactly.
And, mm-hmm. But like at the same time, I live for the Sungjoy.
Yes.
You guys don't know.
Oh.
Sungjoy and Joy were. And we got married.
Yes.
And they had like a really dedicated shipping day.
Yes.
Like, Sungjoy.
Yes, yon.
And all the Sungjoy fan accounts and whatever. Just
close star.
I can't do this anymore.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I don't know if our listeners listened to our episode with the Kingdom podcast that just came out a few weeks ago. But we also talked about it and me and Chelsea were like, Sungjoy! Amen.
As a Joy stan, Joy met his crush. Crush found his Joy.
Aww.
I'm still in Spain because all I know is Spain.
At least he's being
Spain
a good
the
sport.
Silent peace.
Yeah.
At least he's being a good sport.
Yeah, of course.
Funny.
Of course.
Funny. We're going to talk about this in a few minutes anyways after the break. But it's so funny because I think, the news came out after Jake won his fan side.
Yeah, that's the crazy part.
It was so funny. Like,
happy.
I'm in Spain without the S. Okay lang ako.
And that was the P. Spain without the P is Spain.
It's funny. Yeah, it's so funny. I'm like,
that's the crazy part. Like, who would have thought, right? Like, one in a million type of situation.
Yeah.
And honestly, if it was any other member, like, honestly, I would have expected Yeri because, her new K-drama and stuff.
Mm.
Or pati nga si Irene. Or basta whoever.
Yeah.
But it had to be Joy, guys.
Pero listen, Jake, di pa naman kasal. para magkasal. So, let's see. Ba, malay mo, di ba?
Yeah. Yeah, but real talk though, guys. Like, legit. I'm actually pretty... Of course, I'm happy for them. Yeah. You know the Arthur meme, right? The fist or...
Yeah.
The happy face. That's my yuck na.
Yung may mask. So, yeah. So, that is it for our first part of this episode. Oh, di ba? After this, we are going to be talking after the break, sorry. After the break, we are going to be talking about Jake's fan sign with Joy. Welcome back to today's pregame. It's still me, Katie, and I'm still with Jake and Nikki for today's Rebel Love episode. We are we have entered the queendom for today. Yeah, so before we continue with the episode, you guys can follow us on our socials. We are at Spill the Soju Podcast on Instagram and at STSPodPH on Twitter. We also still have our Shopee link, so if you guys want to click on that and check out what's on your cart, that will be also helpful for us for this podcast so that we can give you guys more giveaways and all that stuff. Yes, so we are back with Nikki and Jake. So in this part of the, what do you call this? This episode, ito na. Magsistory time na tayo. Magsistory time na tayo.
Project.
Yes, because we've been talking about it sa first half. Our friend here, Jake, actually won a fan sign, a video call fan sign.
Yeah.
With his bias, Joy. So, ayun. So, tell us everything. Go. It's your time to shine.
Oh my gosh, guys. You won't believe what happened to me the past month. So, as we all know, nag-V-Live yung Red Velvet for their 7th anniversary. Mm. And then, nung 11 p.m., the Queendom logo like came out.
Dropped. Yeah.
And the first thing I did was spam Katie over here.
Yeah.
And all the other K stands that I know, like, oh my goodness, how do I enter the fan sign? How do I enter the fan sign? Like, how do I meet Joy and stuff like that?
Yeah.
I was crying for help from anyone, like, oh, how can I meet my bias? Like these other stands have. And I was so confused. Sobrang nito ako with all the steps and the procedures, like. Oh, you have to do this. You have to buy this and stuff.
Yeah.
And then, nung sinabi ni Nikki, because Nikki and I, we have a GC, like, with her cousin, you know, because we're all Rebel Loves then. So, she told me, oh, you have to pray to the God, to the K-pop gods, because a lot of stans buy hundreds of albums just to get one shot, and then they just resell the others. Pero ako, I'm like, I don't think I don't have enough funds for that.
Grabe,
so,
grabe.
And then a couple of days later, I think it was a Thursday, ayun, pumunta ako sa music plant because yung co-work ko na Revel of Den, she sent me like a Twitter link of like a music plant fan sign.
Yes.
So, I checked
that's
it out.
That's actually the second round na. Second round na yan. Yeah.
That was round two. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I checked it out. I had 50-50 doubts because I'm like,
yeah.
Is this gonna be like a smart move? Because you know, like I said, I have limited funds. So like,
yeah.
What are the chances that I actually get picked, right?
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm like, you'd rather, you know, shoot your shot rather than not take a chance and only to regret it like for the rest of your life. Yeah. So I'm like, you know what? Screw it. Let's.
And I also told him, diba?
Buy this album.
Sabi ko kay Jake, at least pag di ka nanalo, meron ka na album, mo, di ba?
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
Diba? Yeah.
And then I checked the list. And I saw the last four digits of my number. I'm like, oh my gosh, that is me.
Yeah, grabe. So amazing talaga. Grabe. He also sent it to me. Parang, it's like in the middle of the day. Kasi they usually announce at 12 noon, di ba? Parang, send me
he sent it to me during work hours.
Di ba? Tapos parang ako, I was like, having lunch or I think or something. Sabi ako, Katie, this is happening. And parang, oh my God, you won! Yeah, sobrang
happy. Wait, Saturday pala to.
Yeah, Saturday.
I told it to my mom, actually. I was like, Mom, my friend got into a Red Velvet fan site.
Sobrang, I was so happy. Like when Jake told me that he was gonna try, I like had this feeling that he was gonna get in because of my friend who got in as a Shopee fan sign with one album. Para ako, you know what? I think Jake has a chance to get in talaga. Kasi, ewan ko ba? Kasi I don't know. Kasi kung Shopee, tas boy group. Kasi usually pag boy group, di ba, parang mas mahirap makapasok. Pag girl group, kasi usually parang mas madali daw makapasok.
Oh, really? Kasi, I didn't know that.
That's what they say.
Usually, pero...
Yeah, but that's what I guess say, pero sa luck pa rin talaga.
It is luck. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, there's people buy one and then they get one.
Yeah.
And then there's people who buy 100 and get nothing.
Yeah, there are. And you know, I think I also heard, I also saw from like Twitter, or I have a friend who has a mutual. She tried for Solgi, first round. SM Town kasi lagi yung first round. SM Town kasi for some reason, there are some host shops that favor Koreans more than foreigners.
International.
Music Plant's actually very kind. Kasi yung Shiny Kiko, Music Plant din yun. I told Jake nga eh. So yung sa SM Town, I think that mutual of hers, she tried 80 for Solgi, she got in. But like 80. 80 or something. Parang ako, oh my God. That's a lot.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So, girl. See, para ako when Jake got in with one, I'm like, oh, bro! Yeah. Okay.
Try
and then
try go for next time.
Yeah. So I found out that I won stuff like that. So my next worry was how am I going to get ready? So
ito na.
On the same day that I won, I was spamming KD again because
he was spamming.
I had no idea how the hell to use KakaoTalk. Like super bago lang ako. And then when I tried sending in the details, sabi daw, can't send because of some ek. Because I'm like, oh crap, am I gonna lose my spot because of this? Like, stuff like that.
Yeah. Sabi, mavo-void ba yung spot ka? Para hindi ka mavo-void. You have a week.
Because they said, you know, deadline is Monday. I'm like, oh, lapit na mag-Monday and stuff like that. So I did everything I could. Like, I emailed Music Plant. I restarted. I uninstalled and installed it. And buti na lang it worked this time.
Yeah.
Pero grabe, that was like mini heart attack right there. Because I thought na baka demand and stuff like that.
Yeah. And then but, yeah. Your handle, your username wasn't what you put then sa application.
Yeah. Isa pa yun, guys.
Nilagay niya yung buong pangalan niya. But it's okay. It's okay. It worked out in the end.
Yeah. Like so, it's...
Diba?
Yeah. That's the important thing.
Yeah.
The day before, that's when I would test out the video call because you know how OBS, like sometimes, well, for the most part, it's good, but you know, podcaster din ako, so I've had some episodes na minsan the audio is not showing up or the audio is naka-mute or my video is freezing or the record button is like freezing as well.
Right, I know.
So I really couldn't focus for those 24 hours because I'm like, oh shit, what if
Something goes wrong,
mess up.
True.
Yeah. So I was like, bargaining.
Yeah.
Okay, God, you know, bargaining. give me the most perfect 3 minutes of my life, and you can f around with the rest of my life. Like whatever bad luck comes my way, it's okay. Just like, not this 3 minutes.
Diba, alam mo yung parang during the day. A lot of things can happen. Pero pag tong 3 minutes, just give me 3 minutes. Just give me 3 minutes, please.
Like, parang you can screw up the rest of my life.
Diba? Parang smooth internet connection minutes. Just for these 3 minutes. Please, I beg you. Parang ganun yung gusto mong ano eh, no? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's smoother tapos than a job interview.
So true.
Tapos I was praying pa na hindi mag-thunderstorm kasi, you know, during that week, ang dalas mag- kidlat and stuff, so I'm like, I was so panicky. And then ayun, day of the fan sign, so that was the slowest 12 to 13 hours like of my life, because like it was slow but at the same time it was fast, because before you know it's like 2 and then it's 3, I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm not ready and stuff like that. Then I'm still, you know, asking for last minute tips or advice. Tapos, you know, I have some notes, mental notes and stuff, but like I'm still not sure if I have time to say everything in 3 minutes. Tapos, you know, buti pa, like, you know, my parents kind of helped kasi we have a LAN cable. So, I plugged it because I didn't want to take any chances.
Yun talaga, LAN cable. So,
Yeah. Tapos, here we go. 8 o'clock finally arrives. And then music plant messages me. Your call will begin shortly.
Pang-ilan ka nun? Pang-ilan ka?
16th.
16th. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, 16th. So, music plant would message me. Ito na. I have all my recording apps ready just in case I need backup and stuff like that.
Very good. Very good.
And then, the ringtone would pop out.
Nakaka-traumatize yung kakautok ringtone minsan na yan.
Yeah. So, plinay ko and Joy goes, hi!
Yeah, grabe nga sa SM mga SM,
for you.
Yeah, sa SM na mga fansigns kasi it's the idol agad, walang staff. Like, they legit. Parang pagka open ang camera, sila agad, di ba? Di ba, Jake?
Yeah.
Ako, walang time to prepare. Alam mo yun.
Yeah, and you know what's scary? You know what's scary about that? Mm-hmm. I think even my computer couldn't handle it because the first time it was 5 seconds and then na disconnect. So I was like, oh my gosh, is that all? Like, am I only going to get those 5 seconds?
And then they called
and then butin along the staff, they were like testing, like, oh, can you see my hand? Oh, can you hear me?
Okay, that's good.
Tapos yung ginawa ko, I deleted one of my backup apps because I feel like yun yung nagpapa-slow down sa...
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
So,
buti na lang
take two? Yeah, very, very accommodating.
They are.
So, take two.
Actually, it's first time ko actually makapag-test call with a shop sa music plant. Kasi other shops, they don't do test calls. Diba you did a test call then with music plant?
Yeah. First time
ko mag-test call then sa music plant. So parang kami, bait nila.
And even my test call with KD, like the first thing she said was, I can't see. What if that happens tomorrow?
Diba? Ayun nga.
And then ayun, we just kept talking and now ito na. Mm. So I was watching some of KD's fan signs because she had a couple with Kiba or on you.
Key.
And then the 17 boys and stuff like that.
17 boys.
And I noticed na
17 boys child.
I noticed na grabe. How do you stay composed? How do you like keep your cool? How do you stay articulate with your messaging? Because when I kept watching it, I was just put out joy. That's all I could do.
Diba? Like, diba? You get it now and it gets cringy when you keep hearing yourself. My God. Nakaka-cringe.
Oh my gosh.
Ang sarap talaga. The first thing I do when I have the, my fan signs, minumute ko agad talaga sarili ko.
I met Monsta X in a fan meet and by the time I was because Minhyuk's my bias in Monsta X, as soon as I like high five Minhyuk with a high touch, I was like my vocabulary, my brain blasted
like, shut
out.
Down
I was
lang. Like further,
shut down. Mm-hmm. That was like what first three members but I was like hi Kian, hi
Jin,
hi Minhyuk. By the rest of Monsta X, I can't even say their names. I was like, I feel like if I did that with Red Velvet, I'm gonna be like,
diba? Oh my gosh. But you did well. You did well, Jake, for your first time.
Buta na lang, like in the GC that Nikki and I are part of, like her cousin sent me like a message, but like I couldn't memorize the whole thing because like I had less than 12 hours. So yung sinabi ko kay Joy, park so yung sarang hang mida, and then she just laughed.
Yeah, she's so
she laughed really hard.
Cutie. Sobrang cute talaga ni Joy. Ganda-ganda niya.
Yeah.
Did you have like a
and story? Like one of my... not at all.
Okay.
Not at all. And even if I did, I'm not sure... I had a mental script and maybe some notes and stuff. Like I think I had some notes sa phone ko, but wala when you meet
when
her
there,
or when I
when
met her,
yeah,
like you still get that adrenaline and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And nung sinabi nung sinabing time's up ng stuff, I was like, oh shit, I haven't said half of what I wanted to say.
Yeah.
Yung isang part na piniplay ko talaga, like, whenever I feel bored or stuff like that, was when she would pinch her cheeks because, like, yeah, I already told her, I can't believe I'm seeing you. I told her, like, oh, please pinch me or something. And then she goes...
Then she pinched her own cheeks. She's like, oh, that's cute. Whoa. Did you pinch your cheeks, ba? Did you pinch
your cheeks? Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I think kasi, it's Joy fluent and she's just like, okay, like she can understand siguro English, diba? But not.
Yeah, buta na lang may translator.
Yeah. Ang cute kasi she probably, her context is probably like, you want me to pinch my cheeks? So like, huh? So cute. Yeah, grabe. I'm so happy. We're like, I'm sure I can speak for me and Nikki. We're so happy for you talaga.
Legit. Parang, like, this slight jealousy for me goes down, thinking that you're my friend, man, and you got this sweet joy and you got this happy moment, and her like, I can't be jealous of you at all, especially since all of that, man.
Mm-hmm. Go check out his podcast for the whole thing. Di ba you posted the whole thing? Or
yeah, but guys, it's not on YouTube or Spotify because pinanong ko si KD kung pwede.
Yeah,
but baka, you know, I might get banned or stuff like
or
that.
Or something, Sa Instagram, pwede naman. Kasi, I don't think naman siguro issue if, like, the whole episode. But, like, yung dun sa Shiny kasi namin, we didn't put the whole thing. Just to be sure. Hindi mo kasi alam. Mamaya, maban yung episode. Alam mo yun? Ma-copyright tayo.
Maban forever. Pero,
So, guys, the episode will be, or it's already out. Yes. On Facebook and Instagram. Like, that's it.
Go check it out so that you can see their interaction. Super, super wholesome interaction, guys. So nice. Okay, so that was so cute. Alam niyo yun, parang kami ni Nikki the whole time. Oh, like nakauwo lang kami ni Nikki the whole time. Sobrang, sobrang cute talaga. And anyway, we are down with our last question well, it's not really a question. For today's episode, what's your message, you guys' message to Red Velvet and your fellow Rebel Loves? We always ask this question for our group focus discussion thesis.
FGD, focus group.
We always have this segment for our group focused episodes. What's your message to Red Velvet, even though they won't hear it? Pero malay nyo, diba, baka marinig nyo, di natin alam. Char. And your fellow Rebel Loves. Sige.
Red Velvet, I think. Actually, you know, more of that. Like, if I ever get to meet anyone in Red Velvet, I'll tell them, like, thank you for, like, 7 years of standing, you guys. And to more, hopefully, there's more comebacks. There's more. We can see from all five members together and as individuals. And, like, I'd like to thank them because they really helped me meet like people who are close in my life. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't imagine how my life would have been if I never met my best friend through Red Velvet. And my fellow Rebel Loves, y'all are awesome. And I love just like simping Red Velvet with you guys. Just that. I would just like cry and tell them you guys really changed parts of my life.
That's so cute. Ikaw, Jake. I mean, yes, may nasabi ka na kay Joy. How about sa ibang members?
Well, Red Velvet, welcome back. I'm still in the queendom, and to all the Rebel Loves, actually, you know, thank you for taking this newbie stan in. As you guys know, I'm the least experienced K-pop stan or anything K-culture, really. So, sa mga Rebel of dyan, salamat for sa pag-ampan sa akin, you know. And also, thank you for being, like, one of the least toxic fandoms, because I hear a lot of stories and complaints. I'm not gonna mention anymore because baka ma-cancel ako ng Stanford, but so, you know, okay. I hear a lot of stories.
The views of the guests do not reflect this podcast.
Let's just say, like, other fandoms don't really have wholesome experiences or like their fandom wars within that fandom. But so far in my, what, 7 to 9 months, but 1 year now as being a Rebel Love, like, it's been nothing but wholesome content, love and support. And yeah, I really love how we're all behind our cake girls. And to the other four ladies, I really want to meet all of you one by one. Alam ko, like, I have a bias for Joy, but I really love everyone equally. Like, it's really hard. Like, every time you ask who's the director, at the very least, like, ang hirap. Because, you know, I said early on, see Wendy or Yeri, but even the asshole lion, like, especially Irene, guys. Like, I really love Irene. Yeah, like I said, the Revel of thanks for defending our girls.
Yeah, so yun lang actually, that's what we have for, that's all the time that we have for today. If you guys enjoyed this episode with Nikki and Jake, I did, I know I did. Sobrang saya. Go follow them on their socials as well. We will have those all in our description box. So just go follow them. Also listen to, what do you call this? Listen to Jake's podcast as well. He has a lot of good content too. And then Nikki, she'll probably upload some covers soon. So go check that out as well. But yeah, thank you so much for joining us today. If you guys have any, you know, questions for Jake, you know, how to get into fan signs. Wow, taray. Or if you have any questions for us, just, you know, hit us up. We have our DMs open. We have our Curious Cat open. Go lang. Yeah, that's it for today. Thank you for coming with us to the field trip to the kingdom. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Nikki, and thank you, Jake. Bye-bye.
Bye, guys.